I thought I would talk a little bit about traditional economists versus Austrian economists. I myself, I would say that I'm a layman in terms of economics, but my real job is that I'm a software engineer. But I still have, of course, ideas and I'm a thinking person, reflective, and I try to learn. And there's some, I have some real issues with the traditional economists. For instance, I can just mention one traditional economist that I like, and despite having problems with him, and that's Paul Krugman, the Nobel Prize winner. And I would say that one thing that disturbs me a little bit about him and other traditional economists is that there's always some way you can have a free lunch or fix the problem with no or little pain. And they have all sorts of theories behind this, supporting this, they say. But for me, I find Austrian economists very compelling because they analyze a country as you would analyze a person. They would say that if you have a person who is earning $5,000 per month, but spending $7,000 per month, and this person promises that, oh, by 2020 I will only spend 6,000 per month, and then in 2030 I will perhaps be break even or something like that. I know it's, you can't compare it exactly because countries have possibility of taking taxation and other like that, but still it's not possible that an economy who just borrows and consumes and spends can win over an economy where people save, invest, and work hard. And that no one saw this coming, it just tells me that there's something really disturbing about traditional economists in this era, that, you know, people don't have a clue before they get, suddenly they just get hit by a train wreck and nobody sees why. But I can tell you there are people that saw this coming. One of them was Peter Schiff, who is an Austrian economist. You can see his mortgage banker speech on YouTube in 2006, where he pretty much lays out what will happen to the US property markets. And also, after that, he's produced a lot of video blogs where he predicted the rising gold and that the economy would slow down again eventually. And I think that's really where we are right now. And now the traditional economists, they want more stimulus. They see that as a solution to this problem. But I really can't see how this will solve anything. What US needs to do is get production up, investments up, savings up, and the private consumers, they have started paying down debts. That is good. You should not interfere with that. This is a process, it takes time. It's better to do it now. Other countries like Sweden, we have a little bit mixed situation because we still take on a lot of debt. Private households take on a lot of debt, but it's, at the same time we export a lot of goods. We have a positive trade balance, so for Swedish sake, it would be good to start paying down our private debt. But I don't think that will happen anything in the near term, and it's not a critical problem right now. But eventually it will be, because it's a real debt bubble in Sweden.